Welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Welcome, 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 everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Where is the love?
I'm not going to play anything. I'm just going to have you sing for me. It's all about you today, Dr. Pat.
I wish it was about me today. It'll be about me later on today.
Or right now.
Yeah.
It floats back to you.
Show today, everyone. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I'm your host, Dr. P, with Mr. B on the V day. Everyone, welcome. We have got a fabulous show. How are you doing today, Mr. B?
I'm hanging in there.
Well, I've got a little shout-out to do.
Oh, here it comes. Let's go. Let's do a shout-out. That's what the kids do these days.
First, it's the V-Day. This is the Day of Love. So we have with us Deborah Tracci is in the house. And, of course, she is the founder creator of Heart Ignited. But beyond that, she inspires people to live their best lives. She inspires each of us to take that next step to make sure that we are not just dreaming the dream, but that we're actually doing something about the dream. And today is like a super special show because we have a full house in the studio today. Deborah has brought with her two of our listeners who have each been gifted with different gifts from Deborah around coaching. And so we're going to be hearing from Deborah. We're going to be talking about the seven practices. And as well, we're going to be talking with both Catherine and Deb, who are here in the studio right now. Each of them was a winner of, what do you want to call it, a contest that we had where people were to actually submit information, and then Deb Tracci, of course, picked one of the listeners to participate. Catherine was gifted a two-month coaching package, and Deb was gifted a one-month essence statement coaching package, and, you know, both of these gifts certainly total over $2,000, and that's what we do on this show. But today is the V-Day, and I want to just kick it off a minute by Mr. Benny. I've got something for you today.
Aww. I already slipped my heart across the table to you.
I saw that.
The little one, but I have a bigger one right here.
I know. Honey.
I know. See, I got the love from the ladies.
So
the ladies know.
Pump.
I know, exactly.
And I want to just give a shout out to my friends over at Chocolacci. I say Chocolacci. Some people say Chocolazzi. Whatever it is, or however you say it, they have fabulous handmade chocolates in Green Lake. And it's at the north end of Green Lake, right off Green Lake Way. And it's right on the corner, and it's a small place. But you kind of walk in the place, and it's just filled with all this handmade chocolate. Plus, it's also like an espresso place. So needless to say, they have the best mochas around. And so I want to thank my friends for helping me this morning. Of course, I had Erica and I had Lauren and I had Kirsten help out with selecting what I needed to have for today. Because it's just a little mind-boggling to me. I'm not like a chocolate person, so I'm probably not the best person to pick out chocolate. That's why I get help from people. But I've got a little gift for each of you.
Oh!
Thank you.
Nice. Ooh, wonderful.
Oh, this is...
They are little chocolate
exquisite.
Truffle bites.
Mm. Hey, cool.
Exquisite.
And for you, honey, I know I got the heart here.
Yay.
But I needed to get you a heart that you can, after you're done with the chocolate inside...
I can eat it too?
You can eat the heart.
Yeah! edible heart.
Eating the heart.
Aw, thanks, Pat.
That's going to be, we're not going to change the name of today's show to
right
Eating
now?
The Heart. But we could certainly.
Get to it right
you,
now.
Of course you can.
Cool, thank you.
And, you know, you don't have to, like, bite it and chew it. You can lick it. Some people lick chocolate.
Suck on it.
That's one of my favorite things to do. Of
okay.
Course. So this is quite the show already.
It's family
quite the
show. Here. Family show.
But this is totally in line
it's
with.
Hot in here.
I know you'll find that song for us.
Yeah.
But this is totally in line with what today's show is about. And Deborah, I want to welcome you to the show. Thank you so much. Because this is one of these shows where, you know, we get to see, you know, the gifts of all of that we've done, the energy of what we've done, sort of come to the table in the form of people, real people, taking their real lives and really taking it up to another level, thanks to you. Thanks to Heart Ignited.
Well, I'm thrilled to be here, and I'm even more thrilled that two of my coachees are here, and we've just had a blast together. Absolutely. So I want to introduce Catherine Russell, who is the winner of the two-month coaching package. And she was actually here a couple of months ago at the very beginning saying hello and that she was excited about having the coaching package. And now she's returned, transformed or changed in some way. I know she
I'm
is.
I'm going to say she's come back as the coaching package. She is the coaching package right now.
And then there's Deb Paulson, who was the winner of the Essence Statement package. And it was a joy to work with Deb as well. So I think what I will do is go back just a moment and thank all of the listeners from the last show. Who I had lots of emails and lots of calls. I was thrilled, and I talked to everyone that called me.
Don't you love our listeners?
I love them.
Don't you love them? Where's that love boat song? They are the best listeners anywhere. I've been on other shows. And there is nothing quite like them. And I'm talking about all of you out there. On this day, please take a moment to know that you are truly loved and truly blessed and have a very, very deep, deep, safe place in my heart. And Deb, it sounds like in yours as well.
Oh, absolutely. I have thoroughly enjoyed talking to all those that called me after that show and after other shows. And one of the things I wanted to do is just repeat the seven practices because I actually had people calling up say, I got five of them, but I didn't get the other two, and I had to go to a meeting, and so I had to run in, and I was just like thrilled that they would call to and were interested enough to get, you know, all seven. So here they are. If you want,
do we need a drum roll?
Well, I don't know if Benny's ready with the drum roll.
Benny's always ready. He's like, are you kidding?
I'm ready for you now. Go ahead.
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
A drum roll for
all
the
right.
Seven practices. I love that. So here they are. If you want to write them down, please do. The first is to be clear about your intentions. The second is to allow your knowingness to speak to you. The third is to open your heart, and I just love that one always, but particularly on Love Day, Heart Day, Valentine's Day. The fourth is to embrace what is happening in the moment. The fifth is to practice mastery over your attention. And the sixth is to speak your truth, which we talked quite a bit about in the last show. And the seventh is to nurture yourself, which is another very, very great one today. So whoever you are and wherever you are, nurture yourself today. That's one of my messages, exquisitely nurture yourself. And this play shop, I'm going to have a play shop on all of the seven practices on April 7th, and I'm getting a good response. What I'd like to do for a gift for Valentine's Day for the listeners is a 30% discount on that play shop if you sign up by the end of the month. And you can just get...
Wow!
Yeah!
Wow.
So
how can people do it? Some people have access to the internet, but others prefer calling. So
yes.
can folks do it both ways?
Absolutely, you can. So for those on the internet, heartignited.com, H-E-A-R-T, ignited.com. Or the telephone number is 206-236-6100, and it's very, very easy.
Give out that phone number one more time.
Yeah, 206-236-6100. So.
Wow. So 30% off, and they should sign up by the end of February?
Right, okay. So February 28th.
Okay, plenty of time, but don't wait.
Yes, please don't. Please don't, because it actually is filling up. I'm thrilled.
And there's limited seating.
There is limited seating.
Yeah. And limited not in the sense of, you know, the universal law, but limited in that the space only holds a certain amount
exactly,
of people.
Exactly. And what I will do is if more sign up, then I will have another date, and I will honor that same price, and we'll create another one.
All right, we're totally there. Well, this is so very exciting, this show today. Deborah Tracci in the house from Heart Ignited. We're going to be really revealing what the experiences have been like for both Catherine and Deb, and also talk about how each and every one of us can invoke the law of love. The law of love in our lives on this day and every day. If you want to find out more about Deborah Tracci and Heart Ignited, it is so easy. It is heartignited.com. Heartignited.com. Much is going on there in terms of what Deborah Tracci's doing, as well as having you experience the principles associated with the work that she does. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, more with the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By, and we are going to be speaking with our guests today, and I would encourage you, if you have a pen or a pad or something, you may want to write a few things down. I have been told that when Deborah Tracci is on and we are talking about Heart Ignited, that this is one of these shows that you either want to make sure you download and listen to again, or that you listen with a pad and a pen in hand. So I'm telling you now, you might want to do that. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Do you want to discover what ignites your heart and sparks your soul? Tune in to the Dr. Pat Show in February when Deborah Tracci, Life in Transition Coach, talks with the listeners who won the coaching contest about their results from the Heart Ignited coaching process. To learn more about this process, go to heartignited.com or call 206-236-6100. That's heartignited.com. Or call 206-236-6100.
Hi, this is Dr. Scott of Crown Hill Chiropractic in Seattle, your center for maximized living. Wellness is much more than being free of illness. It's about optimal living in all aspects of life. Our Maximized Living team provides a safe, healing environment while helping individuals express their true divine potential through chiropractic care and wellness coaching. For more information on achieving wellness, visit us at crownhillchiropractic.com or give us a call at 206-782-8800.
The Caring for Your Soul in Matters of Money workshop by Karen Ramsey at the East West Bookshop will change your relationship to money. This life-changing workshop will help you identify your personal money baggage and then learn how to defy it. Find out what's really behind your money decisions and allow yourself to be finally free from your old money messages. Every decision you make is influenced by your money baggage. So register now and get ready to start caring for your soul in matters of money February 18th at the East West Bookshop.
Hey, Mary, it's been a while. What have you been up to?
Hey, Jim. Guess what I'm doing now? I'm helping people stop smoking for a living.
Really? Are you making a good living doing that?
Jim, I'm making $500 an hour.
No way. Only top doctors and lawyers make that much.
Yep, I love it. I'm saving lives, and you know what? Instead of studying for a 4-year college degree, I did a 4-day training.
Could I do this?
If I could do it, anyone can do it. Just give Smoke Free International a call at 1-800-305-9129. They'll send you an information pack.
It can't can't be that easy.
I've never done anything easier or more fun. Smoke-Free International is a company that has helped thousands of people become non-smokers all over the world. Their success rate is about 95%. You can call them at 1-800-305-9129.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Just give them a call at 1-800-305-9129 and get started on a whole new life and career.
Can living intentionally really help you achieve your dreams? Tune in to the Dr. Pat Show to learn more about intentional living. Kristen Marie Scherlein, founder of Affirmagy, will share tips for intentional living and provide powerful information on how to accomplish goals and achieve your dreams. For more information on Kristen Marie Scherlein and her company, Affirmagy, visit Affirmagy.com. Because it's time to start living an intentional life.
Everyone, a little mellow music from Benny today. But I know you're going to find us some hip-hop love songs in a few minutes.
Oh, you want to go that route. Oh, see, we need to coordinate this a little earlier.
You know what?
I have a different vision of love at the moment.
I can be there with you. I can totally be there with you.
Okay.
Let me remind everyone, you are listening to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. And I want to make an announcement really quickly. For those of you that were looking forward to my BBS radio show tonight at 6 with Rhonda Britton, I have to announce, I'm sad to say, that Rhonda will not be able to make the show tonight because Oprah called her up, and she is flying. She flew to be on Oprah. I think she's on Oprah today. I don't know. But Oprah doesn't know that you all call me the Oprah of radio. So we're going to have to straighten her out about this. But anyway, it's all good. We're going to actually do a replay, I think, of the Love Doctor on that show tonight. Right now, we have with us Deborah Tracci of Love. Look at where I'm going. Of Heart Ignited in the house today. And joining us with two of our fabulous listeners, and that is Catherine Russell and Deb Paulson. Both of them are here today because they have been gifted something marvelous from Deb. Why don't you tell us a little bit about this today?
Okay. Well, I had the privilege of working both with Catherine and with Deb, Catherine for 2 months, and she is almost, she has one more session with me and actually has decided to continue. So I will get some more time with Catherine, and I'm thrilled about that. We've just been going really deeply. She's going to tell you about it in a moment as soon as I ask some questions. Deb has been working with me for a month after she did her essence statement, and she has completed with that. And so I'm going to ask questions so that they can speak for themselves, because I really think the results are, do speak for themselves.
I want to make sure that our listeners know, because we have listeners from all over. You know what I mean? Not just in the area that we're standing in right now. We have listeners in Tampa, Boston, Iowa. I don't even know. I got a new email from some other country yesterday. And what I want to say is your coaching practice, because people are going to want to know if they can do this with you. Once they hear what you've done with both Deb and Catherine, people are going to be saying to themselves, how can I sign up for this? We don't have to live in next door to you. Don't you do coaching with people all over the world?
I absolutely do. Okay. And thank you for mentioning that, because it's so a part of what I do, I forget to mention it.
Yeah.
So thank you very much.
It's important, because there are people that ask me this all the time. And so I want people to know that this is an area of expertise that you have.
Yes, and I do the vast majority, I would say 99% of my coaching is done over the phone. And I do have clients all over the country, and including Europe, actually. It doesn't matter. The results are absolutely the same, whether I'm doing it in person or over the phone. And both Deb and Catherine have done the coaching over the phone, even though they've been local. so they will be able to verify that it's right. Very effective that way.
Perfect.
So thank you. And so the first question I want to ask, and I'll actually ask Catherine first, in terms of at this point, because we are going to continue, but at this point, what would you consider some of your biggest wins from our work together?
Well, I think you remember that when I emailed you, when I was entering the contest, the last thing I wrote a paragraph about why I should be the one to win, and the last sentence I wrote was, I'm stuck, with several U's and several exclamation
exactly.
points.
Exactly. It was. It totally got my attention. Believe me.
So I have to say that the biggest win that I've had is coming out of that stuckness. I can really feel that breaking up, and I'm starting to move that stuckness out through our work together. And other, you know, through our work together and some of the affirmations that I've made with you, other things have come into my life to help with that too. So it's been, you know, an opening process.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. I love to hear it. I love to hear it.
It's juicy.
It is.
It's really juicy.
And Deb, I'm actually going to first ask you a different question. It's occurring to me, since you won the Essence Statement coaching package, that was actually the first thing that we did together. So I'm wondering if you would share with the listeners what your Essence Statement is. And I want to say she has memorized it, so it's so beautiful that there's, you know, it's coming straight from her heart at this point.
I'd love to share that. My core essence is a loving creator of joy and beauty who inspires herself and others to grow into greatness.
Wow.
Yes.
I love it. It's a part of me.
Would you mind repeating it again? That was such a powerful statement.
Thank you. At my core essence is a loving creator of joy and beauty who inspires herself and others to grow into greatness.
Wow.
And I can feel that you feel it. It's just really,
it's so natural. It's like you're totally aligned with that.
I get chills when I say it still, because it resonates so deeply. And what it has done, it is, I've connected with that deeper core part of myself, that is really who we are. You know, we hear, we feel that it's who I am and not what I do.
Mm-hmm.
So that core essence statement is a beautiful example of that. And it's wonderful to connect with that, who I am and not versus what I do.
Mm. Yes. Wow. Yes, and that's a beautiful distinction between who you are and what you do, because we do a lot of things and we're not that.
Right.
Great. And I'll just continue with you for a moment, Deb, and ask you what you consider your biggest win or wins out of our work together. And we did work a little shorter bit of time, but...
We accomplished some good things.
Yes.
The essence statement was wonderful, of course. But I also received a lot of clarity working with Deb. She came along at a time in my life when, unbeknownst to me at the time, I really needed her. I was dealing with an issue. And so she helped me gain clarity on the issue and create what she calls a no-fog zone.
Don't you love that, how you get something showing up exactly when you need it? I mean, do you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Is it like divine
absolutely.
Magnetism?
No
or
accidents,
what?
No coincidences at all. And it was kind of, it was fun to sign up and for this contest, and I was just so delighted when I heard that I won. Little did I know that we'd be going into something even much deeper, and that she'd be so much help in helping me get unstuck at a particular time.
And what I want to say about that.
Should we start calling you like the unstuck coach?
No, I kind of like it. I kind of like it, actually. Because that is another way to verbalize.
Yes, it is.
What it is that I do. And as a life and transition coach, I have had, as many of the listeners know now, 19 years of experience. So I pretty much have seen and worked with, a lot of scenarios. And I really find that that's one of my gifts, is to be able to see what others aren't seeing and be able to have them move in a direction that gets them unstuck.
Mm.
And it's my total privilege. I love the name of my business I talked about on the very first show about Heart Ignited. And my heart is ignited every time I work with someone. It's like the whole world completely disappears as I'm working with someone. I've actually heard you describe that for what happens with you on the radio.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's exactly what happens with me when I'm working with someone. And then you know, and then I know that I'm doing, what I was divinely called to do. And is my essence.
It is, and it's a beautiful, beautiful gift. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we've got more stories to share. The question for today, really for me, and Deborah actually has a couple questions she's going to ask all of you during these next segments, but the question for me is, can you open your heart just a little bit more? Can you get to the place where someone in your life that has sort of been a resistance for you, you can look at in a different way today? Because that's really part of the journey. Can you let go of something that you're holding on to that is just tightening up your heart just a little bit there, and just let go of it? And that could be friend, that could be family, that could be a politician. It doesn't matter. Whatever it is, whoever it is, think about letting go today. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, more with Deborah Tracci, more with our fabulous guests, Catherine and Deb, and the main man on the buttons, Mr. B, playing B on the Dr. Pat Show. We'll be right back.
Huna is the ancient spiritual teachings of the people of Hawaii. Huna says, "A'ohe pau ko ike iko halau." Think not that all wisdom is in your school. It's important to remember that no matter who you are or where you come from, there's always more to learn. Call 800-800-MIND or go to huna.com to learn about the March 10th through 18th Huna event in Kona, Hawaii. Mention the Dr. Pat Show when you call. The Huna Workshop and the Empowerment Partnership. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that.
Are you ready for the 12-minute Simone Zone Miracle? Transform any self-defeating internal images into spectacular masterpieces of happiness and success in only 12 minutes. The Simone Zone is a revolutionary empowerment technique that uses cutting-edge audiovisual technology. Get ready to shift negative energy and change it to positive energy now. Visit thesimonezone.com and try this free technique. That's thesimonezone.com.
Releasing the past and stepping fully into the present is now easier than imagined. Hi, I'm Sue Neufeld Ellis of quantumhealing.us. Dr. Pat and I will be teaming up to give you many powerful ways to open the door to an extraordinary life. Tune in and discover how, starting February 15th. For more information and to receive 25 tips to reduce your stress, visit quantumhealing.us.
Last year, Meals on Wheels, we delivered over 400,000 meals to the homes of the housebound and elderly all throughout King County. But you know what? Meals on Wheels, hey, we're running out of gas. Due to rising fuel prices, lower government assistance, we're unable to deliver over 100,000 meals this year. Get us back on the road. Help us. Watch for the March-April Meals on Wheels Fund Drive and learn more at 206-268-6785. Thanks.
Looking for the perfect way to connect with your children all year long? Give your entire family the gift of heartfelt conversations through the magic of Carla Miller's Seeds of Discovery books. Each unbound book is a unique interactive experience with simple life lessons for all children and adults. Lighthearted, colorful illustrations attract the attention of children and stimulate interactions with adults. Visit seedsofdiscovery.com or call 1-888-426-1632 for more information.
The Caring for Your Soul in Matters of Money workshop by Karen Ramsey at the East West Bookshop will change your relationship to money. This life-changing workshop will help you identify your personal money baggage and then learn how to defy it. Find out what's really behind your money decisions and allow yourself to be finally free from your old money messages. Every decision you make is influenced by your money baggage. So register now and get ready to start caring for your soul in matters of money February 18th at the East West Bookshop.
Look at, where's that part? All right, everyone. It's Valentine's Day. And in order for you to get it and feel it, you got to shake it a little bit. So if you're sitting down, please join us right now. Can we hit that again? Yeah. All right, everybody. Come on, you can do it. Yes, indeed. You got to create the vibration if you want to bring it into your life. And as I mentioned yesterday on the show, that 13-year-old boy, when I asked him what he was grateful for, and he said Beyonce, it was this song that he had in his iPod. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Deb Trachy in the house today. It is V-Day. It is V-Day every day. But today is a very special day because we have some very special guests. Deborah, thank you for joining the show.
Oh, you're most welcome.
Unexpected good, eh?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, what I want to do is I was brainstorming with my friend Marilyn, and so thank you, Marilyn, about a practice for Valentine's Day that I could share with the listeners. And so here it is. And I have started to do it. I actually started to do the practice in the elevator, and Catherine and Deb were my witnesses. And that is to express your love to five people today, to pay it forward. And so it can be five people that you know, some of whom you don't know, and even fellow human beings. So on the elevator, we were chatting with a woman very briefly, obviously, and she said, it's my birthday. And I said, oh, that's fabulous. And I gave her a kiss, and then she took another one for a friend.
Now, these are chocolate kisses.
These are chocolate
kisses.
Just wanted to clarify. These are chocolate kisses, and I want to talk about, they are Hershey's kisses, and they're my favorite kisses because as a kid, my grandparents lived near Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Yes, with the big silver trucks they have that are so beautiful.
Yes, and not only that, they have the street lights are Hershey kisses, and they still are. It's the most amazing thing. So I'm very fond of the Hershey's chocolates, kisses, and actually they now have hugs, so there's some hugs and kisses along with them. The hugs are white chocolate and the kisses are the milk chocolate. So what I'd like to actually suggest that the listeners do is just to express your love to five people today.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously to yourself, but to five other people. And as a symbol of that, actually in the studio, I'm going to give kisses to, hugs and kisses, the candy kind, to Pat and Benny and Deb and Catherine. So
wow,
that's my
there
suggestion.
We go. Is it okay,
great,
Benny?
Thanks.
So you better be looking at your five people to.
Aye, aye, Captain.
I know.
Yes, ma'am. I will do it.
Mm-hmm. I know you already shared the love with me.
Well, of course.
Because I've got my love heart right
thank
here.
Thank you, Deb.
I can't. You're welcome.
Thank you, Deb. I'll grab them over
out.
Here.
I can't. I'm tied to the microphone. I can't get them to Dr. Pat. But now she has them.
There
now
we
she
go.
Has them.
Look at.
She's got them.
Okay.
Great. So that's I already started doing that. So I've
someone's getting an early start on lunch.
And try the white chocolate ones. They're really great. So continuing, I wanted to actually ask Catherine, since we stopped with Deb, what was her favorite part of the coaching process of being coached thus far, since you're going to continue?
Gosh, there's so many things.
You get to say more than one, so take your time.
Well, I think the thing that is most helpful to me about you, Deb, is your intuitive gift that you have. The gift that you have with your intuition makes the coaching sessions seem very individual to me, and I don't feel like you're using a prescribed coaching sequence on me. When we're together, you are tuning in to me as an individual and what's going on with me, and we are really working through what the situation is at the time. And also, because of that intuitive gift, even you can go under what I say. You can kind of, even if I'm consciously not even aware of what I want to get to, or if I'm consciously saying one thing, I love the way that you can kind of pick up on something else and bring that out. And then we discuss that. I mean, that is huge.
Oh, thank you for mentioning that. And that is true. I do not have a prescribed formula. I have, and I've talked about this before, but I have a huge toolkit, and so I can call on any of those tools at any point. But I tune in to you as an individual all the time, and I actually do that before I get on the call. I know we've talked about that, but I do that, and I get lots of information even before I get on the call with someone, and then as we're going, I get more and more information, and I'm really open to that. It's developed more and more over the last 19 years as I've been open to it. And now I'm just really, the word that comes is awed by the amount of information that comes to me. And I speak it, and then it's helpful. And sometimes when I speak it, I'm not even sure why it's helpful, but it's always helpful to the other person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it feels like a soul connection, like our souls are somehow conversing with each other, you know, on that level, and you can always bring it into the session. And another thing that seems to happen is things that I'm going through, things that I'm processing, things that are coming to me, Deb will sometimes bring up that she has meditated before our session and has seen this, that, or the other, and it's the exact thing that that has been going on with me, and it's such an affirmation that it makes that just more concrete for me. And it helps me to, you know, really pull it into myself and be able to then explore it more, because it's like the universe, or, you know, the soul, the collective soul saying, yeah, you're on to something, you know, because it's just really amazing. It's kind of hard to explain.
it is. Other than I know when we're in it, it feels like a dance. This is my feeling of it's like a dance, and it's magical, and it's potent, which I know is one of my favorite words. And the other thing that I would say is that what I love, and you said it, but I want to just bring that out, is that I'm very committed to my coaching being practical, so that when people get off the phone with me, they know that there's a next step. They're not in the fog zone, as Deb talked about. I want people to be clear, like, okay, so I get off the phone, and I've had an opening, and this is what I do next. And that's my commitment with every single client, with every single session. So I'll ask you actually the same question, Deb. What was your favorite part of being coached?
Well, I do have to confirm your intuition is absolutely magical. Even before she knew I was a gardener, she saw me in the garden. And during the time that I was very stuck, she saw me marching in place and not able to move forward. So the intuition is wonderful.
Can I just say about that, the beautiful, because I do remember, if you don't mind sharing, that what I was seeing was Deb in a marching band uniform that was red and black, and it was so clear, and she wasn't going anywhere, but she was just marching in place, and I said, okay, I'm going to be brave and tell Deb even the colors of this, and
She actually asked me, she said, I see you marching in place. Were you ever in a marching band? And I said, well, I was in a drum and bugle corps.
Me too. And you're wearing red and black today,
and
by
she
the
said,
way.
And she said, what were your uniform colors? And I told her red and black, and I thought I could see her keeling over on her chair.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was so, so vivid. And so, but what was wonderful about it was that it applied to where I was. Mm-hmm. I was not able to move forward, not able to go, you know, just marching in place with an issue. It was awesome. And we were able to really break through that day with that issue. That was definitely a favorite process and part of the process. And just working with you. You are just, you know, a wonderful, loving, supportive, just knowing that you, like Catherine said, that she was tuned into me and it was very individual. And I loved it.
Well, I think this is a fabulous opportunity, really, when we come back. I would like to know from you, what did you discover that blew you away, so to speak? Something that you really didn't think would show up, that kind of popped in, you know? And there it was, and it was like the aha moment of the decade for you. I would like to do that when we come back. More with Deb Trachy when we come back. I want to mention again that the Play Shop, that's for those of you that are just tuning into the Dr. Pat Show, the Play Shop that we mentioned earlier is April 7th, and Deb is offering 30% off to Dr. Pat listeners that sign up by the end of February. And the way to do that is go to heartignited.com. Heartignited.com
or 236-6100, and it's area code 206. 206-236-6100.
We'll be right back after this short break.
Looking for the perfect way to connect with your children all year long? Give your entire family the gift of heartfelt conversations through the magic of Carla Miller's Seeds of Discovery books. Each unbound book is a unique interactive experience with simple life lessons for all children and adults. Lighthearted, colorful illustrations attract the attention of children and stimulate interaction with adults. Through titles like I Love Myself When, Why Am I Here? I Know I Can, Yes I Am, and others. Adults can share creative, fun, meaningful, and long-lasting experiences with their children who will learn about themselves with messages of loving self-image and emotional reinforcement. Love your children by giving your whole family the gift of inspired conversation with Seeds of Discovery books by Carla Miller. Seeds of Discovery books can be found at the Center for Spiritual Living, Island Books, Seattle Unity Church Bookstore, or by going to seedsofdiscovery.com or calling 888-426-1632. That's 888-426-1632.
If you'd like to learn how to make $500 an hour by helping people to stop smoking, call 1-800-305-9129. If you would like a brand new career saving people's lives, call 1-800-305-9129. In a simple 4-day training, Smoke Free International will teach you how to use their unique stop smoking in 1 hour hypnosis system. Call 1-800-305-9129. That's 1-800-305-9129.
Do you want to discover what ignites your heart and sparks your soul? Tune in to the Dr. Pat Show in February when Deborah Trachy, Life and Transition Coach, talks with the listeners who won the coaching contest about their results from the Heart Ignited coaching process. To learn more about this process, go to heartignited.com or call 206-236-6100. That's heartignited.com or call 206-236-6100. 6100.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
How healthy is your beauty salon? Mode Organic Salon is Seattle's premier organic beauty salon. Our trained professionals specialize in providing organic and natural hair, skin, nail, and cosmetic services customized to your specific attributes and lifestyle. Visit modeorganic.com or call 206-623-0195 to schedule. Mention the Dr. Pat Show and get 15% off your first service. For beauty that's more than skin deep, visit Mode Organic Salon.
All right, everyone, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. No one, I think, has been able to express that quite like Donna Summer since she put that song out. That is such a landmark. I mean, it is really, it was a turning point for, what is it, disco, whatever we want to call it back then. And for those of you that are wondering, Donna Summer is a fabulous artist right now, and art is her love. And so it's interesting to see how each and every one of us, including my guest today, has learned to express their lives in a way that, you know, perhaps they thought they couldn't. Deborah Tracci is in the house today, heartignited.com. That's what you're going to wind up, find out more about. But I think this is a powerful show for the listeners. So that there are folks out there that are thinking, I'm stuck, I don't know how to get unstuck. And we have both of you here today, Catherine and Devin. I want to thank you for coming on the air and sharing your stories. We have both of you here today to say, I can do it, you can do it.
Yes, yes, and everyone can do it. There's I can't even, you know, there's no one that can't get unstuck, whether they work with me or they don't work with me. I mean, it's everyone has the ability to be unstuck. That's my very, very firm belief.
Yeah, I'm totally there with you. Well, so what was that zippity-doo-dah moment? They're thinking she's going to forget.
No, I can speak to that because it really happened just this week.
Yes.
One of the things that happened when Deb and I first started working with each other, we were talking about being grounded. It was really hard for me to be grounded. In fact, I didn't even understand about that concept until about 5 years ago. I'd spent so much time not being grounded. And so I was telling her, well, it happens to me every now and then. I don't know how. I kind of just stumble into groundedness. And so she knew that it was going to be really important for me to be able to ground in order to really accomplish what I wanted to do, just have the power to do that for myself. And so a couple of weeks ago, she had me make an affirmation, which was, I can easily ground. And I tell you, when I wrote that down, I was scoffing almost, because I was thinking, right, I can easily ground. I've spent 5 years trying to figure out how to do that. But I wrote the affirmation, and, you know, we went on. Well, about a week later, I had the opportunity to take this NIA dance intensive, which is a full week of focusing on the body and being physically in the body. And the tools that I learned there have helped me learn how to ground.
Awesome.
And so I was telling Deb about that, and she said, do you remember making that affirmation that we made? And I said, oh, you know, it was kind of like, oh, yeah, I made an affirmation. We made it together that I didn't even fully believe was possible for me, and it came true. And so that was really great for me, because I've made affirmations in the past, but I've not revisited them to see if they've come true. So I've kind of even had that belief of, oh, affirmations don't work.
So, and what I want to say is that we went a little bit further than an affirmation. We actually called it an intention.
Mm-hmm. Intention.
Right. And the intention, what we did at the time, was also release it to the universe so that the universe could really align with you in that. And when you've got the universe aligned with you, things can happen really, really quickly because you're not the only one, you know, efforting. In fact, there's no effort involved when it's released to the universe. And so you were affirming that this was your intention. And that actually goes back to the very first one of the seven practices, which is to create your intentions. And that was a beautiful, beautiful example of it.
Right, and having you to, you know, remind me and pull me back to that and kind of say, see, we you know, you created that, you know, saying to me that I had created that situation to happen. And just like that, I mean, it happened just like that. It was really amazing.
Oh, that's it. That's one of those moments. That's one of those moments where you unzip the power of the universe and there it is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
How about you, Deb?
Well, I am actually in the process of recovering from a 4-year illness that tipped my life upside down. And I'm beginning to recreate that. And Deb came along at a perfect time. I had just made the intention. I made a powerful intention to say goodbye to my old life and turn around and embrace my new life, not knowing that that was going to stir up a real bee's nest. But it was great because that was the process that she helped me through. I think the aha thing for me, because I've been doing a lot of inner work on my own and pretty tuned in, but she was able to help me see that I was resistant and didn't even realize it. So she was able to help me identify that resistance and move past it. And the aha moment was getting me unstuck and taking action on my intention, moving past the resistance. That was huge because I was pretty stuck there and unable to do it on my own.
Yeah, you know, when you're talking about this, I just had a picture of you with these cement boots on. I love the way spirit works. Hey, thank you for that image.
So, yeah, that to me, I think, was really the greatest thing. And unfortunately, I haven't talked to her since that session because that was our last session. But it was
so this is new news, but I could feel by the end of the call that there was an opening. So I knew that there was going to be action when we hung up.
And the profound thing to me was that Deb and I were brought together. That just makes a huge impact on me. Deb and I were brought together at this exact moment, and she was brought into my life to help me work through this huge issue. And so that to me is huge.
It's totally awesome.
I wanted to just say a couple of other things. One is that with all of the listeners, these two, energetically, it was really easy to pick. And I think it was just that the universe was saying, okay, this is the match. And as it turns out, they were two beautiful fits. And so I love how that works. I wanted to ask Catherine if she wanted to share anything about her discovery about freedom for herself and what we did in the last session, whether there's anything to share about that.
I have to say that we got to such a deep place in our last session on Monday that things came up that I'm still processing. I don't think I can verbalize them, honestly.
Okay, gotcha.
But, and I mean, it would probably just sound like gibberish. And
yes.
Because I'm still kind of reeling from that experience. So all I can say is
what I would just say is that we did get to a very deep place, and it was around a belief that Catherine has around freedom. And so we created an intention. She created an intention. I am free. And that is going to be show up I promise, actually, it's going to show up everywhere in her life. And we got to, yes, it was very deep and it was very at the core. Talk about essence. We were literally at the core when we were working together last time.
Yeah, it was like a volcano erupting inside of me. It was very, it was very dramatic. And Deb, you know, we were finishing up our session, and I was kind of speechless. And Deb was saying, "Hello, are you on the phone?" And I was like, "Yes," but I think that's let's wrap it up because
And I appreciate your willingness to have me say that on the air because it's still in process.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. It is. But that's what it's about. It's about the journey.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? We may go to result from result one to result two, but when you put them all together, it's really about the way we walk from one step to the other.
Yes, and that's why many of my clients, I call them tune-up sessions, but they come back because
right.
they're in a very different place, and you know, it's great. I'd love to work with everyone wherever they are.
Well, thank you all for joining the show today and sharing something that's very, very personal. I really appreciate your courage, and thank you for doing that. Deb Trachy, thank you so much. Happy V-Day to you, and you're going to be back talking with us about the Dr. Pat Show and what we discovered in working with you.
Yes, I'm very excited at the end of the month.
Yes, it is.
I will be back.
Exactly.
Happy Hearts Day to all the listeners.
Thank you all for listening. Tomorrow, Sue Neufeld Ellis is in the house. We're starting a series about the opening with her. Until tomorrow, make yourselves the most loving day you can imagine. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us today for the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By.